Today we're going to be talking about how to properly fold your little tyke's laundry.
No, that's okay. That's okay, Daniel's mom. We're fine. We don't need any help with that. It's all right. We can host the podcast ourselves.
Oh, okay.
The real topic, well, I guess I'll start over. Welcome to the Gosh Daniel podcast. I'm Bob.
And I'm Daniel.
No, hey, could you go get Daniel? Daniel's mom, Mrs. Pham. We could probably use, I think Daniel would be the best one to help record the podcast. I mean, I really do appreciate what you're doing. I really do. Thank you for sponsoring us, but I sort of want my normal co-host back, so if you could go get Daniel.
You know it. I'll go get him.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, hey. Hey there, Bob. I was just eating a PB&J, you know? Gotta have that protein.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Thumbs up to all of the little kids watching this commercial. Okay, let's start over. Welcome to the Gosh Daniel podcast. I'm Bob.
Again. and I'm Daniel. Yes, I am.
Well, the real topic is actually Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi. That's the title that's been revealed so far. And we are super excited about it. And I have convinced Daniel that we need to have a whole podcast about it.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, you didn't convince me. You're like, we should do a podcast about it. I was like, yeah, sure.
Actually, no, that's not very honest. Okay. Because what you texted to me was in all caps, yes, 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 over and over again. So I think I was just super good at convincing. I don't think you actually like Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, that's cool. Yeah, you know, me, I like to like all the things because I'm your average Joe, your average bandwagoner, and I will bandwagon all things, so yes.
Indeed, indeed.
Indeedy.
Apparently so. So they came out and they said the title for Episode 8 coming out December 16th this year, I think.
Yes.
Is the Last Jedi. So
woo!
There's been a lot of speculation about it, a lot of excitement. You know, videos of people just reacting to the title. Super interesting stuff, really. But what people have been saying, the first question I think I've heard is, who is the Last Jedi? What sort of candidates have you heard of, Daniel?
I mean, just probably the usual, you know, there's Rey, and then there's Luke, and it's amazing. So, yes.
Yeah, the first person I've heard is Luke, obviously, just like Daniel said, and Rey. But I've also heard people say Leia and Ben. Now, neither of those seem to make very much sense to me, but I thought, you know, it makes sense to, like, sort of try to break him down, maybe just starting with Luke. At the very least, he has been the Last Jedi at some point, and he was also called the Last Jedi twice in The Force Awakens, once in the opening crawl, and once by Snoke. What do you think the likeliness on a scale of 1 to 10 that Luke is actually the Last Jedi?
I'd say probably a good 6.8.
So low?
Is that so low. I figured, like... Oh, that was good. I figured, yeah, but like, okay, maybe higher. I was like, no.
Yeah. I'm just curious as to what your thoughts are, because there's no even almost right answer because it's all speculation.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you gotta make room for Rey and Ben and possibly, I guess. So I didn't want to just, you know, say all the way Luke. Totally, you know, you gotta. You never know with these things, I guess, since it's, like you said, it's all speculation.
Yeah, I guess so. What do you think about Rey? What are you thinking the likelihood of her being the sole Last Jedi is?
I think that would be kind of stupid because it implies that Luke dies, and I don't think they'd do that, honestly. I do not think they'd do that. That would be a really dumb move on the part of Star Wars / Disney.
Yeah, definitely would be, and I think we'll get into that a little bit later as the podcast goes on. So you're thinking it would be super unlikely. like a 2 out of 10 or something?
I think it would be really unlikely. Yeah, it'd probably be like a 2 out of 10. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. What about Leia?
Leia? No, no, no. Because she's okay. No, because I thought that she didn't have technically Jedi training because she wanted to just be a part of the like resistance and be General Leia, not Jedi Leia. So probably like, I mean, I bet you've probably heard more stuff about, like, you know, the options. I'm sure there's probably some good theories and stuff, but honestly, my first impression of that, it'd probably be like a 1 or 2 out of 10.
Yeah, that's what I think too. I mean, I might even hazard a guess at 0 out of 10. I don't think that's at all likely, and even from people having said that, there's absolutely no evidence. Like, they didn't have any theories about it, just saying, oh, well, maybe Leia would be. And it's sort of dumb.
Yeah.
It's about, I mean, it's sort of the difference between Chirrut and a Jedi in Rogue One, is you can be able to use the Force and not be a Jedi. And at the very least, that's what Leia is. At the very most, she doesn't know anything about using the Force whatsoever.
True. But that also goes for debate. Was, like, Chirrut, I guess, like, a technical Force user? I thought he maybe had, like, a little bit more of an enhanced connection with the Force, maybe, but wasn't necessarily true. A Force user.
That's technically true, at least from what official, you know, Lucasfilm people have said, is that it's not, like, he doesn't know specifically how to use the Force. They didn't go flat out and say he doesn't, but they did say, some people can use the Force, and for other people, the Force can use them. So I guess technically, Chirrut might not be a Force user.
Yeah.
I mean, he could be, you know, he could still have, I mean, he obviously, the Force was used in his vicinity and enhanced his abilities. So there's that much. And I guess Leia has been, when she killed Jabba in Return of the Jedi, it's been canonically confirmed that she was tapping into the dark side of the Force to do that. So,
okay.
I mean, I guess she can use the Force at the very least, but it's more instinctual, and I don't think she got any training. But what about Ben? What are you thinking about Ben?
Well, I mean, honestly, I don't think that after killing Han, I don't think he's at a point of returning to the light side, honestly. I think that was his, like, you know, that was his point where he said, no, I'm just going to stay to the dark side. Maybe in, like, the last episode, episode 9, there'll be, you know, kind of like that whole Darth Vader scenario where he kind of, you know, redeems himself or something of the sort. But I don't think that in this movie he will be the last Jedi.
I think that there's a good chance of it. If he actually is going to have a redemption story, I mean, they would probably show a lot about it in The Last Jedi. I mean, it takes place immediately after The Force Awakens. It's the first Star Wars movie to take place immediately after another Star Wars movie, I guess, except for A New Hope now because of Rogue One. I think it'll probably expound upon Kylo Ren maybe feeling a bit of regret. And I hope they tap into that a bit if they're actually going to do a redemption story and don't just make him pull a Vader, which I think works perfectly fine for Vader in those circumstances. But if they were to do it again, it would just be pretty dumb.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, you can, I guess, only copy the original trilogy so far.
Yeah, I think if this was full-on Empire Strikes Back, I wouldn't be very happy.
Yeah.
Even though that's my favorite movie. I don't want to see a redo. I hope that, you know, Lucasfilm isn't just trying to do, or I guess Disney, isn't trying to just do, like, let's make our own version of the original trilogy. Because if that's where they're going, I would hate it.
Yeah,
I don't think it's likely. But if it is, I'll just lose all hope.
So. The Force Awakens, I think, was probably, like, in terms of mirroring the original trilogy, that's probably the most it's gonna get. Just because they have to, like, it's the one that, you know, started the whole, you know, Star Wars back up again, I guess you could say. So they had to have a bunch of nostalgia, I guess, you know.
Yeah, I mean, even still, it was a bad move, but I guess it makes sense.
Yeah.
How about the, I mean, I think I've heard people say that Jedi can also be plural, though.
Yeah.
So do you think it's likely that they'll just be Luke and Rey, or Luke and Leia, or maybe Luke and Ben, or just Rey and Ben, or Rey and Leia, or any combination of people.
Wow.
What if it's actually, well, I don't know. I've heard a couple of theories that Finn, which there's absolutely no fan discussion about Finn, just about anything at all.
That's true.
Other than shipping. But the unsavory parts of the Star Wars fandom, of course. But yeah, I've heard theories that Finn is actually sort of force sensitive, and that's why he could do all right against Ben. And I think if there's a chance of that, they would probably make him something that probably wasn't a Jedi, and just could use the Force to show a little bit of a gray area. But at the same time, I'm not sure. They might make him a Jedi if he actually was Force sensitive. So I guess there's a chance that it would be like all three of them, where, you know, Luke hears a bit about Finn from Rey, and he's like, oh yeah, that guy sounds Force sensitive. Why don't we go find him? I mean, that would be a really weird idea to do, but yeah. You know, they could, I guess.
I think that honestly, there's so much speculation and all this stuff. I think they're just gonna do like, honestly, I think they're just gonna have it like, you know, be one of those, you know, movies where, you know, Rey gets her training and then she doesn't, you know, she's becomes a Jedi, I guess. And so in the end, there's just, I don't know, maybe it's since it's about kind of Luke, it's now we get Luke and it kind of like with Rey, and she's with the last Jedi, I guess you could say. That's why they called the name that. It won't be any, it won't like, I don't think it'll affect the plot all that much. I think that it'll just be like, oh yeah, maybe she's just training with the last Jedi. Like, oh, that's cool. And then maybe she becomes the Jedi at the end, but you know, then it could be taken as plural. But I don't know about going into the name, you know, trying to interpret so much from it, because it could just be, you know, not such this, it could just be simpler than it, you know, we're making it out to be.
Yeah, I guess that's probably a big possibility, as was the case with The Force Awakens, that title didn't really mean anything of note as of yet.
But Snoke, he said there has been an awakening or whatever.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't really mean anything because it wasn't explained. However,
but he said
Luke
it.
Was
he
called
said
the
words.
Last Jedi. Luke was called the Last Jedi in The Force Awakens 2, and that's the new title. But that still doesn't mean anything that we know of. So it's already, I don't know what my point was there. All that to say, I guess not all the titles actually have to make sense, and they're just not, like, usually one right answer. Like, The Phantom Menace. You could look at that and be like, well, who's the actual Phantom Menace? You could look at Return of the Jedi and say, okay, what does this mean? Could it mean Luke is returning, or could it mean this is the Return of the Jedi Order?
Precisely.
Or does it mean Vader coming
that's
back
totally
from being
what
a
I'm,
Sith?
Yeah, that's totally what I'm going for, because if you look back at all the other Star Wars titles, you see it's kind of like it isn't so complex, or it isn't like so necessarily like plot integrated with the title, like it means this. I think this is just hype,
with the exception of a few like The Empire Strikes Back and Attack of the Clones, and even Revenge of the Sith. There's not really anything else. Like, those ones are pretty objective, the other ones aren't, and so this one might just be one of the normal subjective titles.
Yeah.
All right, what's next? Well, here, so there's a theory that sort of all of the Jedi would die in this movie, and that there's gonna be like a new order that isn't really Jedi, and that Rey would be one of those. Like, Luke would train Rey in the Force, but not to be a Jedi.
A new breed.
What would you think if, what would you think if then all of a sudden there aren't any Jedi in Star Wars?
I could kind of see Luke's motivation to do that, maybe, when training Rey. He's like, okay, we're going to do this a little bit differently, considering, you know, with Ben, it was kind of, you know, Kylo, and it kind of, like, didn't end too well. Maybe he's like, we're going to try something new, you know. I could kind of, like...
Understatement of the year.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, totally. I could kind of see why Luke would want to maybe change it up a bit. I don't know in terms of, like, like having Star Wars without Jedi, you know, that just, I don't know.
Yeah, it would be pretty weird. I'm not sure I'd like it. But, I mean, I guess they could make it cool to have, like, a new sort of light side, or maybe even, like, gray.
gray side.
Order. Well, gray is a big part of the new canon, because, you know, you have people like Ahsoka, who are what's called, like, a gray Jedi, because she's not, like, aligned with the light side or the Jedi teachings, but she's actually, you know, she uses the Force like a Jedi, and she has lightsabers like a Jedi.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Okay, yeah.
There's also been a lot of talk about the sort of gray side of the Force in Rebels. Especially you have this guy named the Bendu, who is in his own words, he's the one in the middle. I guess that's what he says. Hmm. So he's not like light side or dark side. So they have been playing around with that. I guess there's a possibility it was sort of talking about that. It was hinting towards what Rey would be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's not super likely. But, you know, I think it's definitely more likely than Leia being the last Jedi.
Yeah, totally. I agree. A lot of things are more likely than Leia being the last Jedi.
Yeah. I don't think it would work super well to have a bunch of gray stuff in the context of the EU, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the expanded universe, the balance of the Force was explained and said to be basically the fight between the light and the dark side. So it didn't really matter if it was Jedi or Sith, so we don't particularly need Jedi or Sith if we're going by EU rules. But what we do need is, you know, light and dark still battling, even if it's not Jedi and Sith. And that's why Darth Vader was said to be the Chosen One, because, you know, the Jedi were ruling for years and the Sith weren't there. But then he came in and wiped almost all the Jedi out, thereby sort of creating peace.
Huh. Yeah. So. Yeah. It depends on how you look on it.
So, without Jedi or Sith, yeah, it depends on which... exactly. but without the Jedi or Sith, at least by the EU rules, it could still work. I just think if they went to sort of a gray area with it, it might not be as clear to people, and people might not be as interested. They might lose interest. I don't know. Is it likely that they'll do that, though?
It makes sense with what you're saying, but I honestly don't think it's likely. I wouldn't think that they'd integrate something like the gray area, I guess. The gray side, sorry. I don't think so.
I don't think there's a specific name.
Yeah, we just gave it a name. It's called the gray side.
Okay, yeah, the gray side of the Force. Yeah. Three sides, it's a triangle.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Yes, exactly. I don't think they will. I mean, I don't exactly have a reason. I just don't think it's something they do. I think they'd be more focused on other things. They have other things to focus on, I guess.
Definitely. It does seem like it would be a weird move. Also, because if you're going to do that, Luke would eventually sort of have to die off, and they might kill him and then just have Rey sort of teach herself or something. And if they did that, I mean, I just don't think it would work, because it just wouldn't fit his story, you know? Like, what happened in Return of the Jedi, you know, he was gonna restart the Jedi Order, and I think it was already a dumb move in a way for them to make him fail that, because that sort of just seemed to, like, destroy his whole arc and destroy the sort of happy ending thing, and to have him die then after that would be just, like, a horrible perversion of, like, what the original story was. Maybe they would, and maybe Luke would die of old age and teach Rey to be something else. I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be hard, though, because, yeah, considering, like, what you just said, they already kind of, like, now every time now I have a changed impression of the ending of Return of the Jedi, knowing what happens, I guess, in the future, he ends up just failing, and it's like, oh, they're having this happy moment, but it's not really happy because, you know, it kind of fails, which is kind of depressing. So it kind of almost like it almost like undervalues, I guess, like it affects that mm-hmm. ending scene, that ending part, you know, in some sort of way, you know, it changes it a little bit. I mean, it doesn't like ruin anything necessarily, but it changes it, you know, like how you view it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think episode 7 destroyed almost everything that happened in episode 6. Other than, like, it wasn't like they just brought the Sith back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it was, like, you know, you end with Han and Leia together, and that's nice. And then you come back in Force Awakens, and they're divorced, and then Han dies. So, obviously, they don't care at all about how the original trilogy went and, like, what it was going for with its ending. By the way, they brought it back. So, I mean, they could really conceivably do anything if they made Han and Leia divorce. So
yeah, I mean, that just goes to show that there's so many troubles. Like, there's so much trouble when it comes to, you know, revamping a movie, you know, a movie series, I guess, because there's so many problems when you've technically already ended it and then you're trying to revamp it again and, you know, show what happens. So it's a lose-lose situation when you do that, because you've already technically ended it, but you're still trying to continue it with the same characters. And so, you know, mm-hmm. that's kind of in terms of our first episode when we talked about sequels and stuff, where you can kind of, like, when you make one movie and you're like, all right, we're done. That's good. It's over. And then you know, you're like, oh, let's make a sequel. You kind of ruin some of that first movie because they kind of had the perfect, you know, the perfect ending for it. And you're like, oh, I'm satisfied. And then they try to, you know, make it, like, revamp it. And you're like, why'd they have to revamp it and create more problems? Like, that doesn't make too much sense, you know?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, even if it is a good movie, which I think The Force Awakens is to some extent, it does do that quite a bit. Like, you still do sort of ruin the perfect ending that you had created. But I don't know. I don't honestly think there is anything else there to talk about. I think they'll just do whatever they're gonna do with it, and we just sort of have to get on the hype train and deal with it and pretend like we like it even if we don't.
Yeah, totally.
And just enjoy it, because there might be some cool stories coming out soon, and I think Rian Johnson will do a good job.
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's a crappy segue. Why don't we talk about predictions for Episode 8, The Last Jedi?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, we kind of already been discussing that, but yeah. All right.
Well, we were discussing what we thought the title meant, even if we went on a bit of a sidetrack.
Yeah.
Like, a full prediction, like, for the full plot of the movie. Like, what are you thinking is going to happen? What do you think needs to happen?
Well, if we want to go further into this, just fair warning you here, I'm horrible at making predictions, and that's why I don't, but in these terms, I will try. I will attempt to. So
that's all we could ask for.
Okay, yeah, thank you. I know how much you want me to make some predictions. Totally. Mm-hmm.
Especially so we can laugh at you when they're wrong.
Yeah, but they're actually right.
Or at least I will.
They will be right. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So
okay, yeah, sure.
So we have to think about this because, you know, like you said, we're picking up right from where we left off. So either they could do a couple things with how the crawl will go and how that intro will go. Either they do, like, that you pick up from right where you left off and you're, like, having some cool training montages, and then you get, like, a little bit of a taste of, like, how the plot's gonna go, and then Star Wars, and then the crawl, and then... But I don't know if I like that idea all that much.
Yeah. It's how kind are of, they even gonna do a crawl
if it's, exactly. like,
immediately after?
So either they do, then they could also do just a crawl straight from the beginning, where they do a little bit of description of, like, Rey, she's found Luke, but also here is another problem that's happening, to update you, even though we just left, you know, you're just, like, right from where we left off. But there's something else happening that, you know, we didn't get to see exactly in The Force Awakens that we'll just let you know now in this crawl.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's also, like, a possibility that in the time it took Rey and Chewie to get to the island, I don't know that the name of the planet is, where Luke is.
Yeah.
I guess there's a possibility in that time other things have been going on with the Resistance and the First Order. Especially, like, what's going on with Poe, what's going on with Finn.
Yes, because Finn sort of was thing. Injured.
Like, that might have happened in the meantime that they could talk about.
Yeah.
So, Yep. I don't know. They might be able to do it. It'll just be sort of an unconventional one.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out, I guess, that beginning, though. Because, you know, that beginning could, you know, give the impression for the whole movie, I guess you could say, with, you know, how they're going to do it. And of course, in terms of my predictions, we have the crawl, right? However that plays out, I think it'll play out, the second option that I said, where, it starts from the beginning and it tells us what Ray was doing, which we already know, but, and then some other plot that's kind of brewing, about something, I guess. And then we jump back and then Ray and Luke, they talk, and then we go some training montages. I have it pictured in my head and everything, the music that'll be playing, you know, it'll just be...
You think Star Wars will actually do a montage?
No, I'm totally joking.
Oh, okay.
I'm totally joking. They're going to do it to, like...
That'd be interesting.
Kung Fu fighting, everybody is Kung Fu! And then she has her lightsaber, and she's swinging it around. That's how it's going to go.
Do you think Luke will, like, from the start let her use the lightsaber, or do you think he'll take it and keep it for, like, safekeeping or something and then give it back to her later when he feels like she's trained enough? I could see him doing that because he'd be, like, super worried and, like, mistrustful of, like, his students, like, rampaging and killing everyone and then turning to the dark side.
That's true. And Rey is kind of, like, from what I got from The Force Awakens, she's, like, kind of a persistent character when it comes to that sort of stuff, so she'll be, like, really wanting to prove herself, and she'd be like, I'm ready for this lightsaber thing, you know, like, okay, we can do this, but yeah. Luke will be like really cautious because, you know, yeah. So
yeah, I could see that working. I wouldn't be surprised if that's actually what they did for the movie. Yeah. But,
and now that I'm thinking about this, and I don't know if this is just like, this is really obvious, but it's interesting kind of how, you know, in Return of the Jedi, right? Yoda in Empire Strikes Back, Yoda, you know, trains Luke, and, you know, he kind of leaves early, right? He leaves before Yoda wants him to leave. And so I saw this one video, I forget where, but, like, it was how in Return of the Jedi, Luke was kind of, like, a more darker character, and they might have made it where he turned to the dark side by the end, but they didn't want to do that, so they changed it to make it a happier ending. So I think that it's interesting that maybe Luke was kind of like resistant and he left early with his training with Yoda. And then in Return of the Jedi, he was kind of seen as more of like a darker character, I guess you could say. More like, you know, he was wearing like black clothing, I guess, for some of the part. And
he starts off by choking the Gamorreans.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe that's kind of like kind of mirrors over to Kylo in some ways. But Kylo went full all the way. And he actually went to the dark side by the end of it. So maybe that's like kind of almost a mirror of, you know, what happened or what could have happened. And, you know,
I mean, I think that's a possibility. But I think what people talk about when they're talking about how he looked darker at the end is like, when you look at the beginning of that movie and you see him doing those things, you think, oh no, did he turn to the dark side? And it was more just a stylistic choice when actually he wasn't, like, in danger of that, and it wasn't like his character went super dark side or anywhere near that. It's just like that was sort of a stylistic choice from how I understand it.
Yeah, I could see
but that. I could see like the stylistic sort of thing that they're trying to make you think, try to fake you out, except it's actually real.
Yeah, well, I thought that
I could see that.
Yeah, but when he chooses not to kill his father and he, you know, decides to like totally not, you know, undergo the Sith's plans and go full dark side, because I think, you know, if he killed Darth Vader, he would have, you know, probably gone full dark side. So I thought that throughout the whole movie, he was almost conflicted, but kind of not wanting to be. And then, so that was his choosing point where he chose the light side instead of the dark side.
I mean, I guess that's probably a valid way of looking at it. I bet lots of people actually do look at it that way. Just the way I've always thought of it was just, that he let his anger get, like, sort of the best of him at that one time when he had to confront Vader, but it wasn't like that was, like, something going on with him at that moment.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, at the very least, how the EU did it was where you know, Luke would start sometimes using dark side skills. I mean, none of this is canon, but he would use some, you know, dark side abilities and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And then he would realize, like, oh, wait, no, this is dark side stuff. I shouldn't be using this. And he was more just unaware. Not like he was, like, using his anger. And, like, a lot of times, if there was a case of that, especially in the non-canon, it was because he wasn't really aware of what he was doing. And then he immediately stopped.
I could totally see that, yeah.
Yeah, from how I saw it, I didn't think that that was something he was going, struggling with the whole movie. I think it was just in that one fight. Mm-hmm. And then he realized that when the Emperor said that, and then he was like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that, totally. That makes sense.
I don't know.
But in terms, we're predicting episode 8. I don't know how we kind of got on this bunny trail, but in terms of...
Sorry, I've been watching Return of the Jedi on a loop for a few days, so...
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's crazy. Like, that's awesome, but that's crazy.
It was super fun, though.
Yeah, I bet. I should try it sometime.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes. So, in terms of predicting episode 8, if we want to go there. So, we talked about, like, yeah, the angle between Rey and Luke and how maybe when he trains her, he's probably a little bit more resistant because he wants to be careful. And I wonder, like, how willing he is to train her, you know, like how that whole conversation goes down where she's like, does she exactly know? Like, is she just like, they're like, hey, here's your lightsaber. Can you train me? Or is it like, he's like, is she, like that? I'm just really curious to see how that all goes down.
Yeah, that would be super cool or very interesting and unexpected if it was more like, where Luke is like, no, go away. I want to be alone here. And she's like, no. And she's like, train me. And he's like, no, I don't want to train people anymore. And yeah. She's like, yeah, train me. And then he goes, no. And then she says, yes. And he says, no. And then they start arguing. And then what he says is, do you need a spank? And she says, no. And then you realize, oh, so she is a Skywalker. That would be an interesting twist.
Oh, my word.
He's like, you were always such a rebellious little kid. I'm not going to train you. You were terrible.
That's great.
And he acts like a terrible parent, and like he was just trying to be like the fun uncle for the rest of the movie.
Yeah, that's also another thing that you have to think about in episode 8, because that's going to be the revealing moment, whether she's a Skywalker or not, whether they're going to just going to give in to the prediction, or they're going to mix it up, or it's such a complicated, just right there. Just, it's so complicated whether how that it's going to go down, because it all depends if she's a Skywalker or not. If she's a Skywalker, the conversation will be a lot different. He'll be like, I knew you when you were a child, or even if she isn't, like, there's so many possibilities. That's why it's really hard to predict things. But, yes. So, do you think that he will be like, he won't be super willing to train her, but eventually it'll like have to come down where he decides to train her. And then, you know, like, what do you think that it's going to be his deciding factor to train her? Because we're predicting things and we're going to go crazy predictions.
Well, let's see. If I were to be out there, I bet it would be something more along the lines of, so she keeps trying to get Luke to convince her. He keeps saying no. And then eventually, you know, they get some sort of wind of something resistance happening, and it happens to be pretty close. And then she's just like, okay, I'm going. And then he's like, no, I don't want you to go. And because not only is he lonely, but also he's worried that she'll get in trouble, or, you know, she'll die or something like that. And so then he'll just end up going with her. And so he teaches her on the way.
Oh, that could happen too.
Like he doesn't have like just a training montage on that island. Like, it would be weird if they made it so it was just like they're actually like he's just teaching her as they're going throughout this entire movie.
Yeah, yeah,
and
that
as they're going
too.
Places and doing things. Yeah, to see him kick butt. That'd be fun.
I think though that for him to not train her would be worse than him training her and the possibility of her going to the dark side. Just because if he doesn't train her, she's not going to just say, oh, well, then I'm just going to just forget about, you know, what this whole Force thing is and then what this whole Jedi thing is. Then, you know, she's probably going to try to, you know, find training from someone or somewhere else, you know. And so he also has to think about that. He's like, well, I should better me than someone else because I can trust myself. So, I mean, I guess that could be a deciding factor as well.
That would be very cool.
Yes. Yeah, and this is only the beginning. I don't think like predicting is, it's hard, okay? It's hard. So I don't know how far we can go with all of our predictions.
I don't know. I mean, I think we could go as far as we possibly want to.
With our imagination, we'll predict the whole movie. I think
Snoke is Jar Jar.
If we think about it hard enough. If we think about it hard enough, we'll predict the movie so that you'll be mad at us because we spoiled the whole film for you.
Oh my gosh, wait, I figured the whole thing out.
What?
It's please not tell Darth us. Maul. I know who Snoke is, okay? Oh, I have geez. The best okay. Snoke theory
ever. Yes.
So you know that guy from episode 1 and 2 who's like that guy from Naboo? And he doesn't say anything useful. Oh, yeah, his name is, like, C.O. Bibble. You know him? That's his actual name, okay?
C.O. Bibble!
I promise, his actual name is C.O. Bibble. No joke.
Okay, well, I trust you.
But what if he's Snoke? Because he had nothing of value at all, but he was there. And he was boring, and he was just a dumb politician. And he didn't do anything.
Wait, how do you spell his name?
S-I-O.
S-I-O. I'm Bibble. Googling him.
Yeah,
C-O S-I-O. Bibble. Oh, right. Oh, he has his own meme. Oh, my word. Yes, he is. I remember. He always kind of looked like a good take on Santa Claus almost.
Exactly, you know? Yeah. What if he's Snoke? What if it turns out he was like in league with Jar Jar the whole time?
Yeah. Oh yes. Yes.
Because we know. Look. We know Snoke is reporting to a Jar Jar figure.
He is Santa Claus, though.
You know what he looks like. He is
Star Wars Santa Claus.
I mean, he looks a little bit to me like Francis Schaeffer.
Francis Schaeffer?
Yeah.
Wait, what does Francis Schaeffer look like? I don't even know what he looks like. Schaeffer. Oh, yeah, he does. What if C.O. Bibble is Francis Schaeffer?
Oh, my gosh. We figured it out. Snoke is C.O. Bibble is Francis Schaeffer.
Oh, my word. We and have unlocked. And all Snoke
really wants to do is just teach about what, you know, what art really means in conjunction with scripture. And that's his nefarious plan. I wonder.
So, wow. That we've come to some great conclusions.
Yeah. I think we have. I think this was very useful, probably pretty informative for people.
Yeah, and totally you know not all over the place.
Sorry, I should have put a spoiler warning at the beginning of this. Maybe I'll do that in post.
We've spoiled
We spoiled the whole thing.
Yeah, without even having seen it. You know, that's just how good we are, so.
We are super good. Like, we were trying to, you know, how about we talk about things nobody else is talking about? So, you know. Then we came up with the real, true Snoke theory. C.O. Bibble, yeah. Francis Schaeffer, Snoke. All one person.
Yes.
Wait. Oh my gosh, what if it's like a trinity?
It's like what?
It's the Snoke, the Bibble, and the Schaeff.
The Schaeff?
And it's like a trinity. And so, you know, each one is
But where does Santa the other, Claus fit
but
into
then
this?
They're also separate. But they're one at the
same
time.
I think Santa Claus should fit into this somehow.
But maybe Snoke is, you know, what Santa Claus used to be. And then
He was sitting in that chair, like Santa Claus, kind of, in Force Awakens, you know? He was sitting
in that
chair.
Oh, yeah, you know what? That's weird that Kylo Ren didn't, like, just go up and sit on his lap. I mean, I guess it was because it was a hologram. Maybe that's what they'll do in episode 8, because Kylo's gonna go and be, like, training under Snoke, right? So... You know, what if, you know, Snoke is just like, come here. And Kylo comes and he just sits on his lap and Snoke goes, what do you want for Christmas?
Well, okay, that's a really good theory. But I'm also thinking, so you know how Snoke's hologram was like really big? You know, like it was like really enlarged. And so it gives you the impression like whether is he that large in real life or is he not? And so I was thinking about it, and I was like, what if Snoke is self-conscious about his size, so when he has his holograms, he's like he's like really big, but in real life, he's like this really small little midget guy? And so, yeah.
I don't think that's an original idea, but, you know, I like
really?
It.
Really?
That's what everybody says.
he's a midget?
Yeah. Literally everybody literally everybody has joked about that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I'm so not original.
Well, not only that, but you don't know anything about Star Wars if you think that was an original idea. I think you're just a bandwagoner.
I don't like consuming
bandwagoner.
All of these bad Snoke theories, okay?
Hey,
let's be honest, Daniel.
Your Snoke
them.
Theory sucks, and mine does too.
Anyways, are we gonna have some sort of conclusion, or are we just going to not?
What is there to conclude with other than Patreon.com/GoshDaniel? That on Twitter we are at GoshDanielPod. That you know we're also on iTunes and Stitcher. If you're not if you're on YouTube, and if you are not on YouTube, there's obviously a YouTube channel. Yeah,
be on YouTube.
We have all of our links to other things, obviously, on the YouTube at the end of everyone. So, you know, if you're super lazy and you don't want to type in at GoshDanielPod in Twitter, then just follow the link.
Exactly. We have links everywhere. We make your job as a viewer easy.
Yeah, we really do. And if you give
no one else,
if you give $3, though, $3 on our Patreon, we'll start doing this special, very special, it's good, just special because
it's good. We have to say okay, it's good.
No, it's really good.
Them, okay.
Okay. Yeah. So we have an extra podcast every other week.
Yes.
So you know maybe get on board if you want to give us your money for some ridiculous reason, even though this is an amazing and there are only 4 podcasts out.
Yeah, we were really quick to get a Patreon.
Super,
super
quick. I mean, it was sort of a joke, but also at the same time, I like money.
Usually people wait till they actually have a following before they do that, but we kind of got a little excited.
Who needs a following when you have a Patreon and people will just give you money because they don't know who you are? That's always how it works.
What if they find our podcast because we have a Patreon? They find our Patreon first.
And they become patrons, and then they find the podcast.
Yes,
because we reference
exactly.
It.
That's a good point.
I think it's more just it's a marketing strategy more than anything.
Yeah, you know it. Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those super fancy newfangled marketing strategies that all the big corporations are using.
Exactly.
For example, I know Nintendo had a Kickstarter going for their Switch. And that's how people found out about it before they did the presentation.
That's
where most of the rumors came from, actually, what they were telling people on Kickstarter.
Yeah, okay.
Crowdfunding is the new having money already.
Crowdfunding is the new working, because, you know, no one wants to work when you can have other people's money.
Yeah, and, I mean, sure, you get taxed a bit more, but we're under 18, so we don't have to worry
perks.
About that, do we?
Perks. In case you didn't know, we're under 18.
Oh, yeah, now you know. I mean, I bet you I was, like, 21 or 22. Or maybe you thought I was 60. If you thought I was 60, I'm sorry.
Let's stop
you and thinking we're always wasting
time.
Everyone's time, Daniel.
Well,
gosh.
Okay,
gosh, Daniel. We're not wasting anyone's time.
He said
we're not
the
wasting
golden phrase,
anyone's
okay.
time.
We should have a
no,
bell.
No, no, no. No, quiet. I'm not done yet.
No, every time gosh, Daniel, we should have a bell.
No.
I should press a little button and she'd go ding, ding, ding.
No, no, no. No. Be quiet. I'm talking. Okay. So I don't think we're wasting anyone's time. Like I say, every podcast, whoever's listening to this must have no life because this is no good. I say that every time and you know it. So give us your money. That's my conclusion. That's a good enough conclusion. That's the end of the podcast. Get out of my sight unless you want to give me money. I mean, I can't see you, but, you know, get out of my ears if I could hear you.
No.
Get out of my life.
You want to get out of their ears would be technically
Yeah. Let me get out of your ears.
Okay.
Let me get out of your ears unless you want to support the patron. To be a patron. Don't support a patron because that would make no sense. Maybe you should support us and be a patron. Support our Patreon, and then we'll get back in your ears with some exclusive content.
But they probably don't want to become patrons to us because people only become patrons to other people when they have Australian accents.
Oh, well, Daniel, you're pretty good at sounding like an Australian woman, so, you know, why don't you try that?
Ouch!
I don't know, that's no burn. I mean, it's the same with your British accent. You sound like a woman. That's all.
I thought that when I do my British accent, I mean, my Australian accent, I don't sound like, I just kind of sound like a person whose mind was deboggled and forgot how to speak. I thought that's more how I sounded.
No, but that is racist against Australians.
No! Yeah. Hey, no, that's not what I meant. Yes,
that's what it is. You don't even get it. But that's all right, because some people just are stupid. It's all right. It's okay. I forgive you. I'm sure the Australians who don't care and don't listen to this do too. That's good enough.
Well, anyway, guys, thank you for listening to the podcast, and we'll see you in the next one.
I'm sorry, Australians. I'm sorry, people who aren't Australians but know what an Australian sounds like. I'm sorry, world. You know what? Don't give to the Patreon. Daniel's ruined it. There's really no need for us to even have this podcast anymore.
That's new. Okay, we don't want negativity, as my mom would say.
Money to
no negativity now.
But I will give you my PayPal email if you want to just send me money. But don't send it to Daniel. Trust me, Daniel doesn't want it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks. And we'll see you. Good day.
Bye.
Bye. So much for being professional.